This morning's Mass, I just jotted just a few notes of this wonderful saint, and I encourage you to read more about her. She's a most fascinating saint with many miracles, many lessons, and she is one of the most quotable of all the saints. If you've ever read through the different books with, for instance, a book called A Year with the Saints, and it's got a quote for every day, a majority of it, perhaps, or close to it, would be quotations or stories from her life. She's just a marvelous, marvelous saint. She was a lovely virgin saint, and she devoted herself to the loving imitation of Christ crucified. It sort of fits in with our Easter, Paschal season too, because without Good Friday, there is no Easter Sunday. I think it was Bishop Sheen that said that. And so it was in her spiritual life. She sought to imitate Jesus crucified so that she could one day share in the joys of his resurrection. And her life, as I said, was one continuous miracle, one thing after another. Ecstasies and raptures she experienced almost daily, and interior lights that she received from God concerning very deep and divine mysteries. But she also went through very severe trials too. She triumphed over all, and it's because she had that devotion to our Lord Jesus crucified, uniting all of her sufferings to his, and being nailed to the cross with him, she was able to triumph over all. And she endured it so well, so perfectly well, that it was said of her that she could not stand to be without suffering. One saint said, as her maxim, I think it was St. Teresa of Avila, to suffer or to die. Those were the only two options for her. But for St. Mary Magdalene of Pazzi, she took it a step farther, to suffer and not to die. That is what she lived for. Not that she loved suffering for itself, but of course, suffering for Christ's sake. And she knew what suffering can do for a soul, how it can purify it and make it more and more worthy of the beatific vision. But you see, this is one of those effects of charity. Remember yesterday we talked about how to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Holy Ghost through prayer and fraternal charity. And this willingness to suffer is an effect of charity. You look at the charity of the Sacred Heart, for example, and you get the perfect example of charity and its effects. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Or God so loved the world that he was crucified between two thieves and shed all of his blood. Or mothers, how much they'll suffer for their children when the children are sick or have been injured or what have you. They will do anything, sacrifice sleep if necessary, to take care of them. Or the missionaries, like I had mentioned yesterday, how much they sacrificed. It's all the effect of charity, and it is only a certain selfishness, self-centeredness, that can cool all the effects of charity in the soul. But in any case, back to our saint, she was born in Florence, the beautiful city of Florence, and at the age of 9, she learned how to meditate. She learned it from their family confessor, who had taught her, I believe he was a Jesuit, and he had taught her how to meditate, and she stuck to it her whole life long. Meditation is truly one of those prayers that is most important in the spiritual life. If you ever want to make great strides in the spiritual life and in virtue in general, you must meditate. It is that simple. You must do it. But at the age of 10, she made a vow of perpetual virginity, and then later on she became a Carmelite nun when she was commanded by God to fast on bread and water for 5 years. But then he lightened the load a little bit. He said, on Sundays, you can stick to the Lenten diet. So that was her fast for 5 entire years. And she performed mortifications of all types, the hair shirt, the disciplines, vigils and fastings and everything else. So she was a great saint. But such her love for God was something like that of Saint Philip Neri. If you remember the sermon from his feast day just 3 days ago, when around the Feast of Pentecost that globe of fire came down and went into his mouth and then into his heart, and all of a sudden the flames of divine love became so warm and grew to such an extent that a number of his ribs were broken, and he always experienced this great warmth coming from the area of his heart, so much so that he had to be dispensed from wearing the kata, like a surplice, in the confessional. And it was the same thing for Saint Mary Magdalene. She was so filled with divine love that she couldn't bear the heat, and oftentimes would have to apply cold water to her chest. But despite all of these favors that she received from Almighty God, she suffered very terribly. She went through a period of desolation and spiritual aridity and even a very deep-seated depression that almost caused her, it caused very severe temptations in any case, to leave the convent and to commit suicide. You see, that's the wonderful thing about the saints. They, just like we do, have faults and temptations and all of the rest. She certainly never gave in to the sadness or the temptations, but even though she was so highly advanced in virtue, she could still experience such temptations. She experienced the temptations against chastity and perhaps sadness going along with depression. But you see how they endured the same. Now, I look at her as sort of a Holy Ghost saint, since we're preparing for the Feast of Pentecost. Yesterday, St. Peter told us, pray, watch in prayer, he said in the epistle, but above all these things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, the best preparation for the Feast of Pentecost. And I say she's a Pentecost saint because no matter how she felt, depressed, on the verge of committing suicide, she would do the work of the other sisters in the convent. She would get up early and light the fires and start perhaps lighting the stoves and cooking whatever other chore needed to be done. Then she would tend to the sick, and then she would weep over the lost souls of so many, and she would offer all of her sufferings, in order that those souls of the pagans and heathens might be saved one day. So you see her great charity. And by the way, that is one of the, if you're ever in that depression stage of life or just having a rough day, the remedy for it is charity. You never think of that. First thing is prayer. And then secondly is get out of your own little world, your own thoughts, your own feelings, and go do a good deed for somebody. It's truly a remedy for sadness. And that is precisely what she did. And that is perhaps a good part of the reason that she was able to overcome such severe temptations. So let us then take St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi today as our little patroness. And our patroness to prepare our hearts for Holy Ghost by doing works of charity. And above all, one more last thing, since it's Memorial Day, one little act of charity to present to you, and that is pray for the soldiers who have died for our country. Whatever you want to say about the wars of the past, just or unjust, leave that alone. These still are soldiers who have been killed fighting for their country, and their souls have gone to purgatory, we hope, and we hope even more to heaven. But pray for the souls in purgatory today, our soldiers who fought for this country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.